Yes, and in fact, the race has just started, this heat in the Temple Challenge Cup. And this is between two overseas crews, Aljamena Groningen, Studenten Vereeniging Gias Holland on the towpath side, and Brock University from Canada on the far side. And the crews approach the Temple, and it is the Canadians who have a very slight lead over the students from Holland. They're both striking 37 as they go away from the top of the island. But the Canadians are rather close to the far side booms, from what I can see here, as they go away up towards the first marker. Maybe the Dutch students are pushing a little bit towards the middle. But as we approach the first signal, it's Brock University from Canada who go through the first signal, just slightly ahead of the students from Groningen in Holland. Yes, and the first signal has gone up, and it is in fact a length to the Canadians. Simon, have they managed to get back into more into the centre of the course, or are they still rather close to the booms up there?
They're still rather close to the booms, which is quite strange for a Cox event. I think they've been told to, they must have been told to stay over there by the coach. But one or two of them looking over the left shoulders, looking closer at it, as about 10 strokes from the barrier, the yellow flag goes up, and the Canadians go through the barrier now, and they've just got a lead of just over a length from Groningen. And I'm glad Maggie actually gave the full title of that. Although I've been practicing it, they'll be known as the Dutch crew. And thank God our co-Dutch commentators aren't on. But as they go past that position now, just at the crossing point, it's Brock University, lead by actually a length of a quarter. Not looking too comfortable in the lead. Groningen made up of second and third year students, so they've probably got another year to go. And although they're running nice and long, just look as though just let themselves go a little bit. Look a little bit restricted in the rowing. And whether they're saving themselves for some big push towards the finish, I don't know, but it just doesn't look right. Something wrong in the Dutch crew. Just not long enough. Really need to let themselves relax, feel free, and go with it. But as they approach Fawley, it's over to Hugh, with Brock University still leading.
Both crews at 36. Brock in their red kit. Groninger in their white kit with a dark chevron, and they're just coming to the Fawley marker now. Brock are through, they've got a lead of two lengths over Groninger. Brock are a selected crew in this event for student eights. They come from a university founded in 1964 in honour of someone who died in 1812, Major General Sir Isaac Brock. And they come from St. Catharines in Ontario, Canada. Groninger, or Algemene Groninger Studenten Vereeniging Gias, are striding up, but they've got an awful lot to do to catch Brock, who look extremely determined, very well disciplined, and although they're giving away over a stoner man, they are in command as we go over to Peter at Remenham Club.
Thank you, Hugh. Yes, Brock University, dominating lead here over Groningen. Still rather close to the booms there, as mentioned by Maggie earlier. But they've got a slightly higher rating than the Holland crew. And looking extremely clean, extremely clean. They've opened up, they've got roughly half a length clear water, from my perspective, over the Holland crew. And they're starting to pull away even further now. My perspective comes more perpendicular to the race. They've got actually a length clear water over Groningen here, who are upping their rating now, looking determined. They're going to have to really drive through these ending stages of the race now. And Brock University still determined, out in front, length clear water. I'll hand you over for the finish.
So at the finish, I can confirm the result of the previous race, the Thames Challenge Cup race, 41 on your programme, win for Thames Rowing Club over Upper Thames Rowing Club, the distance length and a half and a time of 6:37. But meanwhile, this Temple Challenge Cup race just passing the milepost with Brock University of Canada on the town side, the Buckinghamshire station, with a lead of about two lengths over the Dutch students from Groningen, Gias, and still Brock maintaining this two-length lead. They're both of them starting to push the rate up as they come along the enclosures, but it's the Brock University crew maintaining their lead over the students from Gias. I know there'll be a lot of interest in this schoolboy race, which should be starting just about now, so back to Maggie at the start.